Ready Alabama Day is basically a time when first responders at the local, federal, and state levels come together and really bring their toys. They bring equipment, they bring personnel, they bring things that really demonstrate their preparedness as far as response to disasters is concerned, everything from the CDC, Center for Disease Control, to FEMA, to local EMA, local law enforcement, statewide EMA, Homeland Security. Everyone is there kind of showing how the state and all these other agencies are prepared. But all of this is wrapped around in the hopes that you as an individual or a family are prepared as well.
Now, you mentioned there will be some interactive demonstrations. Can you talk a little bit about what people will be expecting to see?
It's everything from mobile hospitals, where the Department of Health will bring in the type of hospital that's set up, say, if a tornado actually strikes a medical facility or if a natural disaster occurs and there's the need for this type of setup, that's basically going to be on demonstration there. The Center for Disease Control and other agencies bring out even radiation equipment to show how they test for radiation levels on people. Some of the large response units from emergency management that have all the satellite technology and all the response and communications technology, they're going to be there with the bells and whistles to really kind of show how the state, local, and federal folks respond to disasters.
This is the 9th annual Ready Alabama Day. Is there anything new going on this year?
Some of the new emphasis will be on the fact that we are, you know, just over a year out from really the largest natural disaster in our state's history with our April 2011 storms. So many of those same first responders from North and Northeast Alabama and across the state that responded to those tornadoes will actually be on hand, you know, with some of the tools that they use at this actual event.
And can you expand on that? How will last April's tornadoes or even Hurricane Isaac more recently make an impact on this year's Ready Alabama Day?
I think it's all about awareness. It's just like we encourage families, individuals, and businesses to be aware and prepare. The awareness that disasters actually strike and hit Alabama is certainly here. The Gulf has been quiet for years. Of course, we had Isaac with a bullseye on Mobile Bay over the weekend before that landfall, before it jogged to the west about 100 miles. So people were preparing in advance of that. So I think this year the difference is that we're coming off the heels of Isaac. We are basically still have the April 2011 storms fresh in our minds. So I think everybody really understands the importance of preparedness based on those two events.
And finally, John, how can Alabama residents benefit from attending this event?
As a state that's really used to responding to storms, you see the outpouring from all of the groups, their faith-based groups, their nonprofit groups, their government groups that come and respond after storms. In a preparedness sense, it would be nice to see some of that same energy on the front side of this. And I think that's what Alabamians can really kind of take away from a Ready Alabama Day.
Well, John, thank you so much for your time this morning.
Sure. Thank you. Appreciate it, Maggie.